Yes, it's very hard to put it briefly in 5 minutes. The main point is that after 5 years of BDS, we feel that we've reached our South Africa moment, so to speak. We are on the offensive, and Zionist groups, anti-BDS groups, are definitely on the defensive everywhere. A few years ago, we would have looked at where we are now as a dream that cannot come true except after many, many years. But here we are, after 5 years, we have campaigns advocating BDS, working on BDS from the US to Australia, from Norway to South Africa, India, Pakistan, Brazil, Argentina, and so on. So now we have very successful campaigns in corporate responsibility, divestment campaigns, and I'll just give a few examples. The campaign against Veolia, especially, and Alstom, two French conglomerates involved in the Jerusalem light rail, which connects Israel's illegal colonies to the city of Jerusalem. We've targeted those two companies because they were involved in this patently illegal project. Since we started the campaign against them, tellingly titled Derail Veolia and Alstom, since November 2008 till now, Veolia specifically has lost contracts worth of billions of dollars, close to $10 billion in fact. And we think a lot of that can be attributed to BDS campaigns in Sweden, in the UK, in Ireland, in France, in Melbourne, Australia, and other places. Similarly, there's a campaign against the Jewish National Fund, trying to strip it of its charity status because it's a colonial entity, a very racist entity implicated in Israel's war crimes and violations of international law. The Academic and Cultural Boycott campaign has picked up tremendously since the Israeli massacre in Gaza, end of 2008, early 2009. Since Gaza, and especially after the flotilla attack, the Academic and Cultural Boycott campaigns have spread throughout the world. As many would know, big performers, major artists like the Pixies, Costello, Gil Scott-Heron, and others have cancelled performances in Israel, and we're getting more and more. The list of groups that are boycotting is growing every month. We're getting new performers that are cancelling. The latest was Vanessa Paradis, a French singer, a very famous singer, who cancelled her performance in Israel. And now there's a campaign to convince Macy Gray from the US, a pop singer, to also cancel. So that has grown tremendously, and with that, millions and millions of fans of those big artists have been introduced to the boycott. So now BDS is a name that is known in the mainstream media, in Israel, in the US, in Europe, and probably in Australia as well by this time. So we think there's a lot of progress happening in the BDS movement. It's very crucial now to increase the level of coordination of all BDS activists in specific campaigns. The BDS National Committee, the BNC, is coordinating many global campaigns. We are spreading BDS through local conferences and regional conferences. Our latest regional conference was in India, and it attracted many from South Asia, and it was an extremely important moment for us to spread BDS to that part of the world, which is increasingly becoming much more powerful economically, obviously. The next will be Latin America. We will have a regional conference in Latin America in 2011, and that will be our biggest new hit, so to speak. So we're branching out of the West, the classical West, and of course the conference that happened in Australia was extremely important for us last October. One particularly successful campaign is against Agrexco, the major Israeli exporter of produce. The largest such coalition against Agrexco is based in France, where we have close to 100 NGOs and 5 national parties working against Agrexco with major farmers' unions as part of that campaign. And it's already causing a drop in sales of Israeli produce. The target against we targeted Agrexco because of its promotion and sales of settlement products, settlement produce. Also in the UK, in Ireland, in Italy, in Spain, in Belgium, in many, many countries, we have the very strong anti-Agrexco campaign. So aside from Veolia, JNF, Agrexco, there's also a campaign against arms trade calling for implementation of Amnesty International's call, basically, and other human rights organizations to cut arms trade with Israel, sever all arms trade with Israel, buying and selling to Israel and the entire region. We don't mind. Stop selling weapons to any party in this region. So I think it's good to have BDS activists join these global networks. And again, I cannot emphasize enough the academic and cultural boycott, which is very, very important to us, not just symbolically. It was, from the beginning, the very first part of BDS that we've launched in 2004, even before BDS in 2005. And it remains a very key component of the BDS campaign. A very important development in 2010, actually since the Israeli massacre in Gaza in early 2009, has been South Africa. The developments in South Africa on the BDS front have been phenomenal. Now we have an artist against apartheid in South Africa, and to us this is extremely relevant symbolically and practically. There are major campaigns supported by very key figures like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, major figures in the ANC, major cultural figures, very prominent academics are involved in the campaigns for BDS. One particularly important campaign in South Africa is a campaign at the University of Johannesburg to sever links with Ben Gurion University. We hope that this may well be our first success in academic boycott, in terms of not just passing a resolution supporting academic boycott, because we've done that in the UK for several years, but the new thing is that UJ, University of Johannesburg, may actually sever links with Ben-Gurion University under pressure from its own academics, as well as many, many academics in South Africa. 280 academics, very prominent, some vice chancellors of universities, have signed this petition calling for severing links. Archbishop Desmond Tutu put his name to a cultural boycott campaign, and it's really spreading in South Africa. To us, this is very, very important. Since Gaza, a BDS campaign was launched inside Israel, predominantly Jewish Israeli citizens, conscientious citizens, academics, intellectuals, artists, students, and other activists, queer activists. Now we have this campaign in Israel is really growing, and it's attracting a lot of attention. The Israeli BDS group called Boycott From Within is helping us tremendously in many, many different ways. One of the groups that's helping the global BDS campaign is the Coalition of Women for Peace, which runs the Who Profits from the Occupation website, or whoprofits.org. It has a database that documents almost all international and Israeli companies profiting from the occupation. So this has been an extremely valuable resource for BDS activists everywhere who want to select companies to target, and they want to select those involved in the occupation specifically, as this is the easiest aspect. Although BDS talks about comprehensive Palestinian rights, ending the occupation, as well as ending apartheid or racial discrimination within Israel, and most importantly, the right of return for refugees, the occupation clearly is the most convenient and the easiest practical target, because it's black and white, more or less. So Who Profits would be an excellent resource to use. Other than that, groups within Israel, the Alternative Information Center, and all the academics and activists working on BDS are helping with the cultural boycott campaigns, academic boycott campaigns, products boycotts, and they're involved in all the networks that the BNC is coordinating globally.
Within Palestinian civil society, within the three parts, the three segments of Palestinian civil society, being the Palestinians present in 1967 areas, 1948 areas, as well as Palestinians in the diaspora, there is overwhelming consensus on BDS or a full boycott of Israel. This includes an academic and cultural boycott as well. And this consensus is represented by the BDS National Committee, which is a wide coalition of the largest mass civil society organizations within Palestinian civil society, probably the largest coalition of Palestinian civil society organizations that exists now. About a year ago, the Palestinian Authority, the PA, started a campaign for a boycott of settlement products within the occupied territories. While this campaign is certainly a step in the right direction, I think it's a step that is incomplete and one that has come way too late. I mean, according to international law, Israel is the liable party for the settlements. The settlements are not a legal entity on their own. So if we are to hold Israel accountable for its settlements or occupation industry, we should target Israel as a whole and not just the settlements. At the same time, I think that the campaign for the boycott of settlement products that the PA has started has come as a result of the overwhelming growth that the global BDS campaign has seen in the past few years. The PA almost felt, I think, it was the PA was almost behind on a boycott of Israel, but they had to take up some part of boycott or some part of BDS that they could work on given the agreements that they have with Israel. So given their constraints, given the Paris Protocol and the Oslo Agreement, this is the part of BDS that they can work on. This isn't to say that it's enough, but it's certainly a step in the right direction and has done a lot to raise the profile of the boycott of Israel. If the PA of all, you know, governments or associations is boycotting Israel, then that certainly says something and will and has been raising the profile of the boycott of Israel. The standards for Palestinian civil society, of course, remain to be much higher than those of the PA. As I said earlier, a full boycott of Israel, and not just the settlements. Within the industrial zones that Israel is setting up, there are international corporations that are complicit in maintaining these industrial zones, and thereby they are aiding Israel's or directly supporting Israel's occupation, in fact. So these companies can also be targets for BDS campaigns due to their involvement in the Israeli occupation and due to their involvement in violations of international law. When the BDS call was issued in 2005, it was endorsed by 170 civil society organizations, political parties, farmers unions, agricultural unions, and all major trade union federations within Palestine. All three major trade union federations endorsed the BDS call and later became a part of the BDS and are now a part of the BDS National Committee. So there's consensus within Palestinian civil society, including amongst workers and agricultural farmers, etc., on the need for BDS. To say that BDS hurts Palestinians is it's a very patronizing argument, and it makes it seem like Palestinians are not mature enough to decide what they want. The overwhelming consensus within Palestinian civil society is very clear on the need for a full BDS. We are mature enough to make our own decisions. We are mature enough to know what we want and to know what tactics to use to wage our struggle, our resistance of Israel's oppression. The overwhelming majority of Palestinian civil society has chosen BDS, so that argument does not apply.